Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the afternoon show. TK and ESP alongside Ike Reese. We are in for Spike and Jack today. The whole crew will be back tomorrow. You guys are on for, what, an hour and a half tomorrow? And then you got your fantasy football draft tomorrow.
Yeah, big day tomorrow. Big day tomorrow. We got the, what it'll be, I was going to say the wrong thing. Should be going for a sweep tomorrow.
Yes,
that's what I want to say. Yeah, we'll be going for a sweep tomorrow. And, yeah, we got the fantasy draft at 5:30, I believe.
There you go.
Down at Chickies and Chickies and Pete's tomorrow. Play, too. I think the Midday Show is doing theirs, too. They can't do anything without us.
Oh, so you guys are in the same spot? Yeah, is there going to be, like, a brawl that's going to break out between the two shows?
Let's not encourage that.
Okay.
Are they, like, the opening act for you guys? Or is it,
Well, can we at least see Jack and Kyle fight?
Well, yeah, we can see that. I'm interested to see how Spike handles himself.
Yeah? Okay.
Well, this is his first fantasy draft.
Yeah, Spike doesn't seem like a fantasy football guy.
No, he's too important for fantasy football, so yeah.
I don't think he does fantasy basketball either.
No, he doesn't know fantasy sports at all, so yeah, he's not a gambler, he doesn't do any of that stuff.
I would trust Spike much more on fantasy basketball, though, than fantasy football. He knows, you know, the stats of guys in the league.
Here's the thing, you know, ever since Rod basically forced him to have to do this.
Yeah.
He's been studying.
Okay.
And figuring out draft picks and everything else. So he's he's not coming into anything unprepared.
He's
right?
In it to win it, is what
yes.
You're saying.
Okay. Yes.
Well, we'll see who performs the best at the draft tomorrow night. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. This is the Happy Hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. And speaking of performing under pressure, it is now time for the top five at five with Francisco Rojas.
All right, so we had some pretty cool history yesterday in Major League Baseball. Did you guys see we had the first ever player to play in the same game for both teams?
Yes, what? I did see that.
Well, hold up. So a player played in the same game for both teams playing in, like, in a current game?
Yes. It was a makeup game from June, I believe, and he got Danny Jansen, got traded from the Blue Jays to the Red Sox, and ended up playing in the makeup game for the Red Sox.
Okay, so he's on the scorecard is playing in both, but he didn't actually put on both uniforms yesterday.
In the same day.
Okay,
no.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Still, that's pretty crazy.
No. Yeah, I was thinking he was playing one game for the, like, it was
yeah,
the that,
like in the middle of the fifth or something.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, but pretty, you know, pretty crazy stuff happens in baseball. I thought that was one of the crazier things probably ever seen in sports, but definitely baseball. And I feel like, you know, since I was a young kid, I've seen a lot of crazy things happen in baseball. So what I have for you are the top five craziest things that I've ever seen in a baseball game. So number five, I'm going to go back to the 2003 ALCS when prime Pedro Martinez took Don Zimmer, 72-year-old Don Zimmer, took his head and dragged him to the ground. Thought that was a pretty crazy thing to say.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have sound.
It was.
No.
It was. Yeah, it was a pretty crazy thing to say.
That's true.
That was back when the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry was
at its best.
Probably at its best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad look for Pedro.
You can't do that. Listen. Get out of the way, Zim. Yeah, sometimes you gotta listen. Know your capabilities, man. Don't go at a professional athlete if you ain't ready to handle it.
Is Red Sox Yankees the best rivalry of our sports lifetime?
No. Maybe the most overrated rivalry.
Ooh. Yeah, it was good for during that time period, but I mean, I don't know. It doesn't really do anything
for me
now.
Who would be above it?
Well, I go a couple college rivalries.
True.
I
mean,
Duke Carolina.
Yeah. Michigan State. Yeah.
I mean, you saying all-time rivalry?
Yeah, just like of our sports lifetime. Well, you know.
Let me go like a,
it's probably up there.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the biggest ones.
Yeah. My bad. Go ahead, Francisco.
All good. Yep. So number
step
four.
All over your top five.
Too late.
Bad.
No, it's all good. Number four, I'm going to stick with the Yankees here. Jabba Chamberlain, I don't know if you guys remember, in the 2007 ALDS, the whole thing where he had all the bugs over him, all over him in the eighth inning, and ends up blowing the save for the Yankees. But it was just kind of one of those moments in sports history where we'll always kind of remember seeing, you know, that visual of all the bugs all over Jabba Chamberlain. He talked about, like, after the game, he spent, like, hours trying to get like the bugs out of his ears and stuff like that. So I thought that was pretty wild.
It's kind of wild stuff like that doesn't happen more often. It's played outside, like Randy Johnson hitting the bird, which, you know, maybe that'll be on your list.
But this is the thing. I don't remember this at all. Like, I
remember it.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you remember it, Ike?
Francisco, this better get better as we
yeah, go. Yeah, come on. This is a big
Ike's
one.
I'm giving a look right now. Yeah.
Let's go to number three.
All right, we're going to number three. All right. It gets better as it goes on. That's why it's a top five list.
I hope so.
That's why it's a top five list. So this one I didn't actually see, but I had to. I had to mention this. Happened in the 70s. They had a 10-cent beer night for the Cleveland Indians at the time against the Texas Rangers. And it was equivalent, the beers that they were giving out, the 8-ounce beer cans they were giving out, were equivalent to what would be a 64-cent beer can today. And it ended up inciting riots, and fans were on the field, like, attacking players and stuff like that. And players were going in the dugout, sucking for cover. And there only ended up being, like, 9 arrests from the game. But that's kind of like an all-time thing.
That was like the disco night where they threw like the records on the field.
Hmm. Yeah, probably not a great idea. 10-cent beer
I
night.
I thought that was that night.
Yeah, I feel like you don't see that anymore. A lot of teams giving huge discounts on alcohol.
Or bottles to people.
No, yeah. No more bottles definitely not discounting beer.
No. Number two.
How about the 2000 World Series when I honestly kind of one of the more bonehead things I've ever seen where Roger Clemens, it was Mike Piazza, broke his bat against Roger Clemens, and Clemens picked up the bat and kind of like threw it towards Piazza and said afterwards that he thought it was the ball. I mean, it was a foul ball. Like, what are you doing with the bat? Like, that didn't really make sense. So I thought that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was that roid rage coming through on Roger. No offense, Cody. I'm just saying. Yeah, that was back then. I had no idea why he would throw the bat at Mike Piazza. It's not as if Mike Piazza broke his bat and threw it at Roger Clemens. I mean, it splintered off as a broken bat will do.
Yeah.
And Piazza's starting to run up the first baseline, right?
Or yeah, something. Yeah, I remember that one.
Clemens just like threw it down at him.
Yeah, yeah. That happened in the 2000 World Series, I think?
Yeah.
That's correct.
All right.
Yep, so number one. ESP kind of already spoiled it for me.
Yeah,
but,
my bad.
You know, it's okay. It makes sense. Randy Johnson in a spring training game in the early 2000s hits a bird, you know, kills it, and, you know, no more bird. And that was kind of one of the you know, crazier things I've ever seen in sports. So Randy Johnson hitting the bird. Kind of a one in a million type of thing.
Damn it, Francisco. You know, when you get an opportunity.
Did I let you down, Ike?
Yeah, when you get an opportunity, man, to prove the doubters wrong. You know, Spike doesn't want you doing top five and fives, man. And here I am thinking we're about to have something that I could play tomorrow. I mean, or the next day.
Or you can play it. We'll play this tomorrow.
Hey, it's still there. Pride. It's still in the archives.
I don't know if I really want to replay this.
I think you need to replay this. You need to replay it for Spike and Jack tomorrow.
So what do you guys think there?
I thought it was okay. Yeah.
I thought it was a good effort.
The fact about the player playing in two games is pretty wild.
Yeah. I will say this. 3 out of 5 is pretty good for me.
Yeah.
You know, the job of Chamberlain, yeah. What was the other one?
That's on you, Ike. You got to remember that. That's a big thing.
But that's the problem, Elliot, is the Jensen one, that's not even part of the top five. That's just what the top five was based on.
Yeah.
Right.
So I mean, that's kind of what you got to do.
Randy Johnson hitting the bird was pretty good.
That was definitely one.
Yeah. Yes. And you spoiled that one.
I did. I spoiled that one.
Yeah, so it's ESP's fault that my top five was just okay for Ike.
Yeah, you can pin this one on Elliot. There you go.
All right.
So good job. Good job, Francisco.
Yeah, good job. Upon further review, you know, the guys liked it, so 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
There you go. Right, I mean, I'm just trying to help Francisco out.
I feel you.
I mean,
we'll have to get Spike's verdict on it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll replay it for Spike tomorrow. See what he thinks. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We have text line coming up 5:30. Leading off coming up after that, but still time to get to some more of your phone calls. Let's go to Todd in Center City. What's up, Todd?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Ike, Tom, and Elliot, great show. Really enjoying it.
Thanks,
I heard you talking about Allen Iverson. I just had to chime in. So you remember the great saying about Gary Maddox, three quarters of the earth is covered in water. Gary Maddox covers the rest. Mm-hmm. Well, there was a great line about Allen Iverson. When he turns off the lights, he's under the covers before the room gets dark.
Yeah. He was lightning quick at his prime.
Yeah, and then the other thing, a reporter...
I don't know what the hell you just said.
I didn't follow that one completely either, but Elliot seems
hold
to...
Hold on, when you turn out the lights...
He's saying he's so fast that when the lights go out, he's already under the covers by the time he gets...
Got you now. Yeah, makes more sense
said
now.
Allen's so quick that when he turns off the lights, he's under the cover. And the other thing, a reporter asked Allen Iverson, how come you don't like to lift weights? He goes, damn, that stuff's too heavy.
So true.
Like,
so true.
Like Allen, that is the point, right? And then my what if, and this might be a little too serious, but JFK, President JFK, his people said, don't go to Dallas. They don't like you down there. They feared for his life. But what if JFK did not go to Dallas? I mean, he wanted to de-escalate Vietnam. So could have been.
All righty. Thank you.
That's a pretty heavy what if there, Todd.
Yes.
Man.
So we got a little note here from Dan Wilson about Francisco's top 5 and 5.
Oh boy,
Buzz, we got
the rival.
The rival, exactly. So apparently you buried the lead here on what happened. I guess he was at the plate for the Blue Jays when the game was suspended in the second inning in June, and then the game resumed yesterday with him catching. So he was literally at the plate for another team, and then when the game restarted, he was behind the plate for the new team.
Ah. So those are more nuances of the whole story.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
That's rule book buzz, though. Just trying to bury Francis.
But I think it's about not being a good teammate. It's about setting the stage. It's about, put some pizzazz on the top five.
Agreed, but I don't support Buzz kicking Francisco there. I mean, that's unnecessary.
Yeah, it's a teammate. He's kicking me while I'm down.
Yeah, that's Buzz just, trying to
trying to make sure he's straight.
Dan's trying to look good. Let's be real.
I'll tell you what, I don't trust Buzz Wilson. That's what it tells me. I mean, you don't do that when Francisco.
You got results. So are you trying to tell me that Buzz is not a foxhole guy? Is he not like he and Francisco are supposed to be working together? Is he trying to make sure that he one ups Francisco?
Yes,
Buzz it looks
is
like
not
it.
A foxholeman,
but I like the competitive fire in Buzz here. Trying to. It's a Mamba mentality. Do whatever.
ESP just wants the rivalry.
You don't think Buzz Wilson has Mamba mentality?
Hold on. Buzz did go to Lower Marion.
Yeah,
he did.
So he did go to the school.
So he has that in him.
It's in there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You go to school there and you got Mamba mentality.
It's in there somewhere.
Let's go to Sean in Jersey. What's up, Sean?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Sean?
What's up, Sean?
What's up? First off, want to give a shout out to TK. Really been enjoying you on the show these last couple of days. No disrespect to Spike, but I like how you keep it on sports. You're keeping the callers in check.
Thanks.
Much respect to you, brother.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, I thought he said like.
Anyway, I want to get to Eagles first and foremost. A little surprised about the pass rush, that we didn't really add much to that. I'm a little skeptical that we're going to be able to get the quarterback this year. I know Ike kind of feels the same way, but I kind of share that sentiment.
Well, that is one of the surprising things of the offseason, is that for Howie has obviously always really valued the defensive line. He's put resources into it. To let Hassan go over money, like, we can debate whether they should have paid him or not, but it is surprising they let a player like that walk away over the contract. It's unlike
Agreed.
Howie.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Well, unless Hassan Reddick was being unreasonable.
Well, it's interesting. All those reports were coming out about, someone sleeping with another guy's girlfriend and this and that. They never announced the
place. Deep internet
speculation. About the,
We don't even entertain that stuff.
No, appreciate it, Sean. That was when Craig Carton, implied something.
Craig Carton report that nonsense.
Right.
No, I think the Eagles got wind, and probably from Hassan's side of things, that he wasn't going to be happy. He wouldn't show up to training camp unless he got a new contract, and the Eagles said, we may as well move on from
it. You see the way it's going down with the Jets right now.
Yes.
I don't think it would have been any different here. It was basically,
I agree, he wouldn't have played.
Right. It's like he's either going to get a new contract or he's not going to be happy. He's not going to come to camp. And honestly, like, I would much rather have Hassan Reddick on this roster. But once you make the decision you're not going to pay him, I mean, you had to do what the Eagles did.
Yep, especially when you knew he wasn't going to play.
In the Jets,
you couldn't have him here being a disruption.
And the Jets can't acquire a player unhappy about his contract and then act surprised that that player is unhappy about his contract.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the Jets, they get what they deserve by handling, by doing it this way. But I can't, as much as I wanted Hassan here, I can't fault the Eagles for understanding the background of this thing and where it was heading, and the Eagles could not afford to have this type of stuff going on in their locker room. They needed to have a quiet offseason. They needed a quiet training camp coming off the end of the season. They needed to go into the season with no distractions.
But where this could change is if we're in week 3 or 4 sitting here and saying they're not getting pressure on the quarterback, then the decision not to pay Hassan.
That's different. No, you're right.
Once you decide not to pay him, then that's one thing. But by deciding not to pay him, Howie is banking on Huff, Nolan Smith, Josh Sweat. I mean, they took the cheaper option of the two, Josh Sweat and Hassan. And so you have to hope that you're not going to get the worst outcome of the two as a player.
I totally agree, And I was in favor of redoing his contract and giving him some type of bump. Now, I wouldn't have given him $25 million a year, but he was going to make 15. You could have met him at 19 or 20.
Yeah. Guarantee it. Give him another $25 million guaranteed stretched out.
Now, if he's saying, no, that ain't enough, then I got to move on from him.
Yeah, but it is just money. Not to completely downplay it, but this is not a team with Jeffrey Lurie and his willingness to write checks and Howie's ability to maneuver the cap. You know, I understand you do have to make smart financial decisions. I'm not completely dismissing it, but Hassan Reddick is a key player in helping you win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. But Howie also had in mind Landon Dickerson, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, like he knew he had other
deals.
He knew that he had other deals to do with younger players. And here's the real thing. They were more than okay with moving on from Hassan after this season.
Yeah.
They weren't going to give him a new deal.
Agreed,
And that's their decision. But to
ultimately,
your point,
the pass rush has to be good.
I agree.
He put his resources in certain places, which, you know, we'll see if that works out. But if they don't get a pass rush, it's going to be a long season.
Yeah. I mean, if they don't get a pass rush, you can say whatever you want about, you know, he's an aging player. We didn't want to re-sign him to that kind of money. But if that ends up being the downfall of your season, what are we all going to say? You should have paid Hassan Reddick.
Yeah.
You should have brought him back.
Yeah.
And that's why I think, like you said, Ike, I think when it comes down to it, if it was a situation where you could meet in the $19, $20 million a year range, I feel like they would have done that. It seems, at least from the outside looking in, like this was a situation where Reddick wanted Myles Garrett type money, and he's not a Myles Garrett type player in the
Eagles. No, what?
Yeah, or anybody's minds, quite frankly.
Yes.
Let's go to Jarrell in Maniunk. What's up, Jarrell?
That dude is
Hey, what's going on, man?
What up?
Hey, listen, I'm super optimistic, and I just need somebody to, you know, walk me off the edge. And not a lot of people have talked about, Cooper DeJean's initial outing. Now, listen, I understand he hasn't played since November. He only had a couple practices because of a hamstring. But, dude, listen, and I have never been a professional sports athlete, but I was a boxer. And listen, I could go a year without boxing. I'm going to give you a good 30 seconds before you dog me if I was out of practice for a while. I didn't see a lot to make me say, okay, he's just a little rusty. What have you seen at practice to make you feel, okay, he's good?
Yeah, so in the offseason, I thought, you know, he made a few plays in OTAs that were impressive. He did have one nice pass breakup in training camp. I agree with you that his outing on Saturday was not good. He negated an interception with a penalty. He got beat for what should have been a touchdown if the Vikings receiver kept his feet inbound. So definitely not a good outing. You know, I want I don't want you to be worried about him, because I do think the honest truth is he was just rusty. It is what it is. He hasn't played football. Remember, he was injured at the end of last year in college too, if I'm not mistaken. So
he hasn't
played in a real football game, you know, for almost a year, if you consider it's August and he got hurt in December. So it was not a good outing. It's not what you wanted to see, but I personally don't think you should be concerned yet about it.
Okay.
What do you got for a what-if, Jarrell?
What if that is, we never discovered, electric.
All right. Appreciate
what
the
call. What if we never discovered electricity? Was that the... Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. I think we'd all be a...
It's a big what if.
Be in bad shape. We wouldn't be doing this radio show right now.
Yeah. I do think it would have been discovered eventually. If the first guy didn't discover it.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah.
Considering everything we've done since.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't have jobs.
Yeah.
Which, you know, maybe some people will say for the better.
Is that a good what if or is that a bad what if?
If we didn't discover electricity?
Well, I mean, from Jarrell, could we have gotten a better one? Or
yeah, well, it wasn't a home run what if. It wasn't a winning answer, I guess.
Well, give him credit for not doing it. It's been mostly sports, so, you know, you should try something different, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he put the effort out there.
It's a random thing to pick, electricity.
It is.
It is important.
Yeah.
But,
well,
but,
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely is. Let's go to Jose. What's up, Jose?
Hey, what's going on, right?
What up, Jose?
What's up? Hey, all right, you know you're taking that first L on Brazil, right?
Oh. You're a Green Bay fan?
You know y'all going to take that first L in Brazil, right? Green Bay going to win that game.
Cowboy fan. Mm.
Who do the Cowboys play week one?
Cleveland.
Be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
you know
the big thing.
No, listen, I'm not going to tell you it's a guaranteed win. It's a tough game. Yes, it's a tough game.
And Love, and I'm going to be honest, Love kicked our ass in the playoffs. He did. I got to admit it. You know what I'm saying? He spanked us.
Yeah.
That's the same way he's going to do to y'all.
Well, hold on. Hold on. What are y'all going to do against Cleveland?
We're going to win. We're going to win the game against Cleveland. You know what we did yesterday, right? We signed our boy. What y'all think? Who are we going to...
Listen, here's the thing.
Tonight, you know that.
You might. You guys got a tough game as well. That game is in Cleveland, right?
Yes, it is.
That's not an easy game. An easy game. They'll be pumped up for that game.
It's going to be a tough game. And Michael Parson, you think you're going to keep him? Y'all think he's going to go to the Eagles? He's going to get signed with us, too. He's getting signed with us. He ain't going nowhere either.
Be here in 2 years.
Yeah, he wants to be in Philly, too. That's the difference.
Be here in 2 years.
He wants to be an Eagles player.
He it really does seem
it's so obvious. He wants to get paid, and if Dallas pays him more. But ultimately, if he could pick, he would be an Eagles player over Cowboys player.
Honestly, it's quite great to be a star for the Cowboys because they'll wait too long and end up needing to pay him like the biggest money a defensive player's ever got.
Look how much Dak made.
Yeah.
By franchising him every year, still got that franchise deal at the end. So, yeah, they cut big checks out there in Dallas.
Well, Jerry's got it, man. Jerry said it.
I think the Cowboys lose that game. I mean, the Browns?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I have the Browns as a playoff team this year.
That division is pretty crazy this year. Like, you could see all four of those teams being
defense.
9-win teams.
I just think Deshaun Watson might be cooked.
He might be, and then they won't make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's the big
thing.
But if he is 80% of what he was prior to all this, then they're in very good shape. Because they have a good head coach, you know, great defense. They have all the other pieces.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Final read on our Twitter poll question of the day at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. It is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers is the official sponsor of the 94 WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Challenge. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com. Are we overrating the 2024 Eagles? 58% say no. 42% say yes. When we get back...
Okay, you read that the wrong way. Last time.
No, I said 59% no, 41% yes last
time. So I must have heard you the wrong way.
Still, almost 50.
Because I thought you were saying most people said that we were overrating.
No, most people said we're not. The Eagles are not.
Okay.
But
so I heard it
almost
50-50
is pretty surprising.
Yeah, still a decent amount of people voting yes. So that's where we are.
Right.
I'll take that as a win.
All right, yes.
For the overrating.
For the poll, yes.
Yeah, yes. We don't actually want it to be the case.
Yes.
But for the nature
of the
poll.
I don't know with you.
No, come on. You know I'm as big an Eagle fan as anybody. Like, come on. 215-592-9494. We'll get to the text line when we get back. Ike Reese, Tom Kelly, Elliott Shore Parks, Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If you're looking to upgrade your ride, listen up. There's never been a better time than right this second during the final days of Acura's Summer of Performance event going on now at Elite Acura. No matter what your plans are for the rest of the summer, Acura has just the vehicle that you're looking for, with a limited time offer to sweeten the deal for you. And for our WIP listeners, they've got some special savings you won't want to miss. Right now, you can lease a new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $429 a month, or the all-new state-of-the-art 2025 Acura MDX with super handling all-wheel drive. Get 4.9% APR financing. Don't wait. Head over to see my guys at Elite Acura before their summer of performance event ends on September 3rd. Visit them today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade and tell them Ike sent you, or shop online at EliteAcura.com. Give them a call, 567-908-0528, for more details.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the afternoon show. Ike Reese, Tom Kelly, and Elliot Shoreparks. Spike and Jack will be back tomorrow before the Phil's 4 o'clock game. We'll have leading off coming up in a few minutes before the game tonight. 6:40 first pitch, Aaron Nola and Justin Verlander tonight. Great pitching matchup. But first, it's time for the text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com. Text line, Francisco.
Screw you, Jahan. Paris Campbell from his couch.
Well, should he correct that to Johan?
Yeah.
That's his name, Johan.
Stop.
I think Paris will be back.
I'm on it now. It's Jahan. Right. I'm on it.
Yeah, I think he'll be back.
All right. So Paris Campbell back with the Eagles.
Yeah, you might want to take that text back.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Tension in the locker room.
All right.
There was too much of that last year.
Yeah. Next text.
Poor Ike having to work with two negative Nancys, Frank and Ardmore.
I thought that was going to be a Jack or a Spike text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Negative or realistic here?
Ah, it depends on how you view it.
I don't think we've been over the top negative today.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Aside from the first
segment. Not over the top.
Pretty negative first segment.
Yeah. But. Well, I had to push you just to find out just how far you wanted to take it.
Yeah. You had him against the ropes.
I'll take it pretty far.
Well, I'll tell you, TK's a tough kid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tough Irishman.
Yep. Next one.
Hope you guys cherished every moment I wasn't here the last 2 days. The fun is over. Spike getting ready for work tomorrow.
No more asking how
so
people
true,
are doing.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody's they've gotten a pass to ask us how we're doing and everything else.
And the callers have taken notice, too. I mean, they have taken liberties over the last couple days. Some asking us up to, two, three times how we're doing.
Yes, on purpose, yes.
The politeness is gone. Yeah. So starting tomorrow. The pleasantries are over.
Yeah, Spike would have been very upset the last couple days.
No Arthur in Scottsdale today? TK scared him away. Glenn in Virginia.
Mm. Yeah, we didn't hear from him. I thought Arthur would follow up today to put me in my place.
Maybe the Moomoo's got him.
The Moomoo's, yeah.
Yeah, the Moomoo's got him.
Forgot about the Moomoo's.
Well, he didn't know how to handle you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you used to talking to Arthur?
Yeah, I've spoken to Arthur before, not in a while.
Yeah.
I think he's been in the slammer the last couple
of
years.
Well, when he goes on those hiatus.
Yeah.
Was it at the Super Bowl where you were supposed to meet up with him? Yeah.
Well, it was when he was going on about Aaron Judge hitting 50 home runs. I'm like,
no, I'm with
nobody
you.
Cares about
exactly.
This, come on.
As camp is officially wrapped up, I'd like to thank Elliot once again for creating my legend from this summer. Jalen at the NovaCare.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the truth to that.
Hey,
it's like I said, it's a new Tommy in me.
It's a big summer, and who knows? Maybe it did influence the line for week one.
Look, the line was 1.5. He set the record and moved to 2.5. I don't know what else to say.
Hey.
Well, I tell you, for what it's worth, it certainly pushed me in that direction.
There you go.
I'm feeling more positive about the season.
And you should. I mean, if Jalen plays like he did in training camp, this debate we're having, I mean, they'll be at 12-plus wins.
It's just, Elliot, your whole stats is tied to Jalen's performances. You have so much riding on this season.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the biggest guarantee is he's throwing an interception week one. All the no interception talk, this just feels like that's what
Well, whenever he throws a pick, people are going to think of you first and foremost.
First.
That's a good thing.
Well, not if he doesn't week one or two. If he can make it to week three or four, I think I'll be good.
Yeah. There you go. Let's go to Jim in Belmar. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good afternoon. Nice to talk to you finally there, Tom Kelly. Hello, Ike Reese.
What's up, Jim?
Happy Tuesday.
I'm calling because I'm a baseball head, and I've been following Alec Boehm for the past couple of days, and he's colder than the Arctic. I was interested in hearing your opinion on, like, how do you know when to bench somebody? I mean, because you got Edmundo Sosa there that can, like, give him a break, but Tom, Rob keeps putting him out there, and I'm thinking, okay, I give full props to Rob, but my question is like, if he doesn't do anything this game, do you bench him next game, or you give him a day off? Not benching, because obviously he's done very well this year. I think it's the best I've ever seen him, to be honest with you. But I just wanted to get your input.
Well, I think it's a feel thing, Jim. I mean, he got a day off last week after his on-base streak came to an end. And, I mean, last night, he struck out in that eighth inning at bat. It wasn't a terrible at bat, though. Like, he had fouled a ton of pitches off. And in the end, you know, it was unfortunate he ended up striking out. But I think that is where Rob Thompson throughout the course of a regular season is pretty good, though. Like, he's kept throwing Castellanos out there. I think he thinks Boehm's probably better off than staying in the lineup.
But I mean, like, he's been like 0-for-8 with eight bad. His body language is, man, I don't know what I need to do to get out of this funk, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And,
listen,
I hate seeing it. But I mean, like, I guess I would prefer that you would have like your best team on the field, especially now, because we're getting ready for postseason, and what we're doing now, like, really matters. Like, you
that's part of the quandary that Rob Thompson is in, because if you don't think Alec Boehm is one of his best hitters in his lineup, I don't know what to tell you. He is.
He's a cleanup hitter.
He's been slumping really over the last month compared to what he got off to the hot start of doing. When you look at his numbers over the last month or so, you know what? I wouldn't be opposed, and I normally don't do this. I wasn't in favor of sitting Trey Turner. I've certainly never been in favor of sitting Bryce Harper when he struggles. But Alec Boehm's body language does say something to me.
Like, he needs some
time. That he's frustrated. That he's very frustrated. He didn't run out of play once last week. You got Bryce basically having to put an arm around him the other night in the dugout. And then last night, he obviously was frustrated after watching that third strike go right down the damn middle in a clutch situation late in the game. And you saw his reaction after that. So, and that's why I actually thought when I saw him out there, TK, he didn't have on his red and blue. He had on different colors. So I thought, I'm like, is Alec Boehm sitting tonight?
Right. You asked if he was off tonight. Yeah. He's in the lineup.
He's in the lineup. So but I wonder if they are thinking about that.
Yeah.
Possibly. Like you said, he just had a day last week.
Right.
Do you think sticking with Taiwan and giving him another start makes it harder for Thompson to bench other players due to performance?
No, I think it's a different situation. I think with Boehm, it's kind of a different situation entirely.
It's kind of giving him a mental break right now.
So it's not a benching. It's a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And my guess is, like, when you see something like that in the eighth inning last night, it's that a guy's guessing at the plate.
Yes.
I mean, because you're obviously not, you know, reacting and watching that pitch come in. He was looking for a breaking ball. I mean, he got a perfect pitch to hit.
Straight
just couldn't
down
pull
the middle.
Trigger.
Yeah.
So I think that's going on with Alec. Right. You need to swing, and I think that's a sign that the guy's struggling mentally. But without further ado, thank you to Elliot Shoreparks.
Thank you.
Been here for the afternoon
fun 2 days with you guys.
Appreciate it, bro.
It was a fun two days.